Yahweh, he heard my cry, he rescued me in my dark hour. Love Yahweh, he heard my cry when I had lost all earthly power. He lifted me from the depths of the ocean, set my feet on solid ground, restored my soul from downward motion, and the hope that sings from now it is found. I love Yahweh, I love Yahweh, I love Yahweh.
Hallelujah, I love Yahweh.
It's the simplicity.
It is the revelation of the mystery. What is my name? Proverbs 30:4. What is my name and what is my son's name? Did you know that in John 5:43 that the Son came in the name of Yahweh? Well, if the Son came in the name of Yahweh and Yahweh was the Father of the Son, what name do you think that the Son would have? Something different, like Jesus, horse, or Jesus, any way you want to pronounce it? I don't think so. Well, his name is Yahshua. Well, wait just a minute. In Psalms 33:17, it admits and proclaims that Jesus is in vain hope for safety. Now, Satan wants mankind to profess Jesus or Jesus or any way you want to speak it or spell it, because praying to the horse is adultery and blasphemy. Yahweh is a jealous Yahweh. He won't have any other gods before him. And yet, by the lying pen of the scribes and the conspiracy of those who seek to cause you, of Jeremiah 23:25-28, to forget his name for a name that would become so popular around the world that it would actually, literally, deceive the very elect. I was deceived for 30 years. I didn't know the name of Yahweh. I didn't think I'd ever heard of it. But I had, because when I was debating the Jehovah's Witnesses about the 15th or 16th year of my ministry, I used the name of Yahweh. I don't know why I did it. I have no recollection. I'm serious. I've got it on tape, one of my old tapes, years back, when I was preaching on the radio right here in a local station in Tazewell. I used the name of Yahweh against the Jehovah Witnesses that were using this pagan, and I don't want to get started on the Jehovah Witnesses, but that's a false name. Jehovah. His name ain't Jehovah. The erroneous rendering of the vowel points of the Masoretes in the 8th century A.D. caused those people to erroneously think that his name was Jehovah. In that day it was Jehovah, and they put the J in there, and it became Jehovah. This is erroneous. It's as bad as calling on the horse. It's just like jumping out of a frying pan and getting in the fire, the same way that people quit using Jesus and get it and go to Yeshua. Yahweh is his name. His name alone. It's the only name that's got salvation, and I'll prove it to you. Now let's go and give you a problem. Now the solution is going to become very obvious to you, but let me give you the problem first. Acts 4:11-12, so there's salvation in no other name. Let's give you an example. Let's compare Yahweh to Jesus. Now, if I can read you in the book of Isaiah, chapter 12:4, and in Isaiah 26:2, if I can read you these two scriptures where it declares that Yahweh alone has salvation, and then he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that the Son came in this magnificent name of the Father, which was Yahweh. It wasn't Jehovah. It wasn't Jesus. It was Yahweh. That's the name I'm proclaiming. It's the interpretation, and it's the mystery name that is only revealed to them that are predestinated with their names on the Lamb's book, but Satan can still destroy you with false information if you do not study and show yourself a workman rightly dividing the word of truth. You've got a job to do. You just can't sit in the pews and park your imagination or your brain in the lobby and and hang your, like you hang your hat, you hang your brain in, and you go in and you're brain dead, spiritually brain dead, and you listen to these false prophets of Baal upon the platforms as they shout and they sort around, like the prophets of Baal when Elijah came down from the mountain and or the valley and went up on the mountain at Carmel. And he brought the magnificent, powerful name of Yahweh, and he repaired the altar. People are ashamed of the altar today, but Elijah wasn't ashamed of it in the house of Baal, where they had disrepaired. They had let the altar of Yahweh, with the 12 stones in a circle, they let that altar go down and weeds grew up and forgot it. And they built them a platform where they could style and profile and bring in that blasphemous name of Baal. And Elijah went up on Mount Carmel for a showdown. His life was on the line. He wasn't afraid. He wasn't worried. He wasn't chewing his fingernails. He wasn't taking Rolaids or Valiums. It was in the name of Yahweh. And he went up on that mountain. And, ladies and gentlemen, the first thing he did, he started mocking the prophets of Baal. As he repaired the altar of Yahweh, and I'm sure they said, oh, here goes that. Look at him. That's what the ignorant fathers used to be. They was ignorant, and this is the modern day. This is the way we worship today. We don't worship like those guys did back then. And here's Elijah trying to restore the altar of Abel, or the altar of Noah, or the altar of Abraham, or the altar of Moses, Deuteronomy chapter 27. Read it for yourself. He said 12 stones. Read in Joshua chapter 5 that 12 stones was put in a sacred circle representing the 12 tribes of Israel, ladies and gentlemen, and he restored that altar up on Mount Carmel, and he brought the name of Baal down to the ground when testing time came. And testing time is just around the corner. The horse of war, judgment, death, and destruction that people trust in. Jesus, Jesus. And it's a shame that there are so many Jesuses coming into the land today. No wonder that Yahweh is ashamed, the people that call upon this name, as people have come across that are named Jesus. And the same Christians in English call him Jesus. Not a bit of difference. From one language to another, it has the sound and interpretation of Zeus, the war god, riding up on his horse. Wasn't old Constantine on the job? Didn't he do a good job at deceiving the very elect when he said, I cannot have that God of the Hebrews, Yahweh. I hate that name. Give me the name of Zeus, our God, in the Roman province. Let us devise. Let us have a conspiracy. I want the name of Zeus proclaimed. And you people that have forgotten the original book of the King James, which contains the book of Maccabees, which has been taken out of the book you carry around, because they didn't want you to know the history of the Roman Empire as they fostered and brought in the pagan god Zeus and caused the Hebrews to bow and kiss the feet of Zeus. And eventually they won over and they won out and they deceived the whole world. For broad is the way, wide is the gate that leadeth to hell and destruction against all those that would turn against Yahweh and forsake his name. Oh, man. By your words you're justified, and by your words you're condemned. When you use that word Jesus, when you call upon that name, when you worship in that name, when you receive that mark, you're receiving the mark of Jesus. Jesus. The key is this world has been given sea. They worship me from nation to nation. I will be famous. I will be honorable among them. They will exalt me. They will idolize me, and they'll call on my false name from morning to night. Jesus. And when the pagan Romans brought the religion of the great whore into the English-speaking worlds and the Spanish-speaking worlds, they brought in Jesus for the Spanish that are still saying that name. Jesus! And when they were conquered and they asked, what God do you serve? What is his name? And the pagan Roman clergy said, just say, Jesus. And so the ignorant and the blind and the deceived began to holler out in unison, Jesus, save us. Make us as warlike as the Romans. Give us the power of the Roman kingdom. Oh, they're so strong and they're so mighty. They're invincible. And they must have a powerful God. Jesus, save us from our sins. And the Roman priest said, got any money? How much money do you have? Bring me back an offering, and I'll pray your aunt and uncle out of purgatory. And here come the treasures. The people ran home, and they gathered their silver and their gold and their precious artifacts, and they drug them to the Church of Rome. And she widened her gates, and she made broad her robe of fringed gold. She laid the cup of deceit and deception into the minds of the ignorant masses. They came and said, Jesus, save us, not knowing that they were calling on the war horse and the god, the pagan god of Zeus. Jesus, the adversary. Satan has deceived them and would deceive the very elect. It was a piece of cake. The people ate it up. They will not hear the truth, but they will fall for a lie. Every day there's a sucker born to fall for the lie, the lying pen of the scribes. And did you know that my people love a lie more than they love the truth, Yahweh said? And Yahweh said, Look, my people have forsaken me for Baal. They've forsaken me for Jesus. I ain't got no people left to call on me in the name of Yahweh. If I'm a father, where's my people to call upon me? The whole world has gone after this false name. Oh, my. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it is so sad. And yet it's revealed in simplicity. I'm teaching you simplicity here. It's a code. It's a Hebrew code. Each letter represents a Hebrew number. The Messiah spoke in Hebrew from heaven, Acts 26:14, and Revelations 1. All other languages are inventions of man, or facsimiles, copycats. But remember that the language of the name is transliterated and not translated. It can't be changed. But the lying pen of the scribes and the conspiracy of the evil ones of Jerusalem, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes. Oh my, they're all in on this, ladies and gentlemen. Satan's agents who love a lie, who will convince you of a lie, and it is a symbol of the horse. Oh, it was so magnificent that they got this name, Jesus. I-E-U-E in Greek was Yahweh, Y-H-W-H in English, and Yehovah in Hebrew. That's what old Pilate wrote up there, and yet Mel Gibson, he wasn't about to tell you what the Father's name was in Hebrew. Did you see it up there? I didn't. to the movie when it was in the theaters. I waited until it came out, and it was on the Internet, so I just plugged it in and took a look at it, and when it got to the Passion of the event of the torture stake, all I could see up there was a very obscure in Latin, where I could see R-E-X up there, which means in Latin, king. But the other names was very in. I mean, it was very, very blank. I seen something over on the right side. It's when I-U-V-E in the Latin, like Jesus. But I didn't see any Hebrew name, did you? It might have been. I didn't see it. If it did, I looked for it, but I didn't see it. His name is above every name in Hebrew. Acts 26:14. Noah spoke the Hebrew tongue. The book of Revelation, or the last book of the New Covenant writings, it don't revert to Babylonian geometra, or Pig Latin, or German, or Greek. When he was dictating and revealing the book to John, Yahkahana, the apostle, on the Isle of Patmos, he gave them the Hebrew ordained in heaven, and he gave them the prophetic mystery of simplicity, and he said the number of the name that's going to deceive people is 666, and everybody's worried about something sticking you in the hand or in the forehead, or tattooing a mark on you. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil's done got one tattooed on you, invisible, but it's in your mind. It can't be erased. Tradition is so solid that you trust in the saving name of a horse. That can't save anybody. Vain is those. Psalms 33:17, it admits and proclaims that Jesus is a vain hope. Read it. The horse. S-U-S in Hebrew. Shemek, the Shemek. 666. And here it is, ladies and gentlemen. The name that is to deceive people. In the last days, Yahweh said he would restore his name to his people, and they would proclaim and praise his name all over the world in unity and heart and mind and soul. That is coming to pass today. Around the world, live on WWRB 3.185. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Calls preaching it. Brother Arnold down in Georgia's preaching. Brother Jerry, two friends of mine, they're preaching this name. What's wrong? What's wrong with the name of Yahweh? Oh yeah, I know these slick willies. They're sticking with Jesus, and you know why? M-O-N-E-Y. Filthy looker. They love the praise of men. They like a big crowd. You know Jesus is the name. Don't worry about them, oh Yahweh boys. You know, that's what they said about Elijah. They mocked that old grizzled prophet that had been up there in the weeds and the mountains for 40 days, getting his text, getting his boldness, getting his strength, getting it down pat. Yahweh said, you get your tail up on the top of that mountain, and the first thing you do, you restore the circle with my name in the middle of it, and the 12 tribes of Israel, and you remind my people up there that is calling on the name of Baal. You challenge them against the prophets of Baal. That's what I'm doing tonight. I'm challenging the prophets of Baal, the prophets of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we ain't come in town to be afraid of you. Fear has torment. Perfect love casts out fear. I got the name above all names, and at the name of Yahweh, every knee's going to bow. You may hate me for it. You may despise me for it. And you could do a number of things against it, but you can't do nothing against the truth, because this name is going to be marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. coaches you on that truth tonight? Have you ever heard that song sung in your Jesus church? Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise be to Yahweh. When they sing that song, right in the midst of the horse prophets, the prophets of destruction, the prophets of deceit, the prophets of the wrong heart, the conspiracy prophets that are buying in every day to deception. Turn. Come out of her, my people. It's the name. Yahweh is setting up a assembly of Yahweh people. You can't break his commandments. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower, Proverbs 18 and 10. Deuteronomy 28:10, they shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh. In your book, it's going to say Lord. The Lord is a misnomer. There's many Lords. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6, there's many Lords. There's many gods. But we got a Father, and his name is Glory, Glory, Hallelujah. See, the Father was in the Son, was in the Son, was not out of the Son. The Father was in the Son, reconciling the world unto himself. Unto himself, not to others, but unto himself. The Son said in John 5:43, I am come in my Father's name. The number of the horse is 666. The mark of the beast in Revelation chapter 13 is 666. The beast is the horse, making the mark of the beast, the number of the horse, which is Hebrew, is H-S-U-S, acorn 666, S-U-S, the name of deception. I just wish that you would just sing that song with me tonight. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. And remember what he said. Yah's name is above every name. At the name of Yahweh, the Son said, I come in my Father's name, John 5:43 again. So if the Father's name was Yahweh, and the Son came in it, and the Father was in the Son, reconciling the world unto himself, John 1:1, in the beginning was Yahweh. And Yahweh was the Word. And Yahweh the Word was made flesh. And Yahweh the Word was in the world. And the world was made by him, verse 10. And the world knew him not, but as many as received him, he gave them power to become the sons of Yahweh. You don't have to speak Pig Latin or German or Greek or English. All you got to know is the name of Yahweh in Hebrew. Yahweh. Y-H-W-H. 6,823 times alone. Come out of these paganized Christian churches that have been deceived into receiving the number 666 as the translators have printed a New Testament with a false name in it. You notice that's why that they obscure the name in the Old Testament so you wouldn't catch it. If they would leave the name of Yahweh in the English like they should have, you would have known something was up in the New Testament when they came out of the Zeus, Jesus. You think Yahweh had a son called Jesus? I don't think so. But the pagan gods of antiquity did, the Roman Church did, the Latin Church did, and they did their math in Latin, and it was a dead language, but they enjoyed it because the dumb sheep didn't catch on. For 1,500 years, they laid in deception, and finally, we got the rest of the script. We could compare apples to apples, and we could compare the thorns to the grapes. And men that are gathering grapes don't go to the thorn patch to get get them, ladies and gentlemen. You better search the scripture for wherein you think that you have eternal life. You don't have any. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. What is the rest? His name. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. It's not glory Jesus. It's not glory Jesus. It's glory Yahweh. Glory to Yahweh, the only name given. The Son came in that name. The Father was in that name. And the Father and Son were reconciling the world to this name. And the devil brought the name of deception. He brought the name of deceit. He brought the name of falsehood upon those. And he used a Judas goat to do it. These Judas goats are in the pulpits of the bell boxes. These Judas goats are leading the sheep to the slaughter and to the death and destruction by riding or calling upon the name of the horse instead of the true name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, and the righteous running into it, and they are safe from this. Ladies and gentlemen, you better take issue with those who would deceive you. And the Bible said they would deceive the very elect if possible. But the Bible says also here in the book of Revelations that there is a name of blasphemy. Let me read it to you, ladies and gentlemen, as we go into this edition of the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. You'll find me now on the schedule of WWRB. They have updated the records of the schedule. You'll find Pastor Buddy there in the schedule of WWRB. You'll find me listed in my times, and I'm very thankful for WWRB staff for updating this and coming up to date. And so then, if you would like to find the Shepherd's Call, we just got through a very exciting series of the Cup of the Brotherhood. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a family thing from the word go. The foundation of the holy mountains. Yahweh loves the gates of Zion more than the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of the city of God. Yahweh will count, verse 6 of Psalms 87. Yahweh shall count when he writes up the people. Yahweh shall count when he writes up the people. Did you know that your name is written in his book? Did you know that this name is a strong tower? And this name is above every name, that at the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that Yahweh is King, as it's written in the gospel, that he's King of Israel, a people that is called by his name. There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby that you can be saved. Did you know that the name of Yahweh, being a strong tower, is put in there for you, and yet they loved the wages of unrighteousness. You see, it don't pay a lot to preach you the truth. It really don't. It don't pay you. But let me go to the book of Jude, and I'm going to start at verse 4. For there are certain men crept in unawares. This is the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. There are certain men crept in unaware. Remember I told you about the conspiracy and the lying pen of the scribes? Right, here it is. This is what the book of Jude is expounding on. Verse 4. There are certain men who have crept in unaware, who before of old were ordained to this condemnation. These were ungodly men, yet they were posing as godly people. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, it's revealed that Satan is a transfigured angel of light, and that his prophets or his preachers, ladies and gentlemen, every church has got a preacher. You better examine whether that preacher's in the faith or not. If he's listening to the deacon board and he's preaching the tradition that's been preached at that dead church for 200 years, you better run like hell. You better flee from it, because if you keep on going there, you're going to hell. Get out of hell. Exhale. Bring in the name. Exhale. And get out of there. Run for your life and run into the truth. They turned the grace of Yahweh into lasciviousness, and they denied Yahweh, and they turned themselves into hell. I will put you in remembrance how, through this, that Yahweh destroyed those that came out of Egypt that would not believe. They were a mixed multitude that murmured and complained. They didn't want Yahweh. They said, away with Yahweh. But nevertheless, I'm going to tell you, for those of you who have listened to Yahweh, and those who love Yahweh, and those who hang on to him, that there is a way that is right opposed to the way that seems right. You better turn, and you better run, and you better get swift feet. And I know them that are trying to seduce my servants to come over and to commit spiritual fornication and to eat things sacrificed to these idols. And I gave her a space to repent, and she did not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and they that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. I'll kill her children with death. Oh, they promise you life and liberty, but Yahweh said, I'll kill you if you don't get in my name. I'll destroy you if you don't have my name upon you. You better understand, it's not Jesus. It's not Jesus, and it certainly ain't the modern term Jesus. You better go back and sing that song one more time. Glory, glory, hallelujah. the Messiah was, he said, you shall be hated for my name's sake. As long as he was in there preaching Jesus, everything was okay. But when he got to studying, when he got to praying, and when he got to fasting, when he got down to business, when he said, Yahweh, give me the truth and nothing but the truth, here he said, you've got a little strength. You've kept my word, and you've not denied my name. Now he's singing this little song that Pastor Buddy and a lot of others that love the name of Yahweh. Oh, it's a beautiful hymn. I can remember watching it a long time ago when the Japanese had our soldiers in prison and they needed strength and they needed comfort. They start humming this little song. And all day long they'd sing that song and hum it. And it irritated their captors. Don't you know that it irritates the devil to hear the name of Yahweh praised and sung? They shall hate you. The devil will hate you. He wants you to worship a false name. He wants to set over you with a false name. He wants to put a false name in your forehead. He wants to deceive you and cast you into hell. Because misery loves company. He's riding a horse to hell. It's a horse of destruction. It's the horse of Jesus. Jesus. This name that is sending literally millions and millions of people down to torment. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast that no man take your crown. And him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of God. And he shall go no more in and out. And I will write upon him the name of my God. What do you think it was, ladies and gentlemen? 6,823 times alone that his name was written YHWH, not S-U-S, not Jesus. What do we got to hate? Where's Jesus come in this picture? He came in through deception. He came in through conspiracy. He come in through the lying pen of the scribes. And he would deceive you because when you pick up that Bible, it's a holy Bible. You say, my God, that's God's word right directly to me. But you forgot about something. That the lying pen of the scribes, who have been around for ages, trying to figure out a conspiracy and a way to deceive you. And they used God's own word by altering it, by misrepresenting it, and by changing a few things and a few jots and tittles. And the Bible said they would deceive the very elect. I will write upon him the name of the city of my God. It's New Jerusalem. There's a one Yah meeting in Jerusalem, not Jerusalem. Jerusalem, a city, David said, that is called by the name of Yahweh. Psalm 68:4. Again, praise him in a dance, praise him in a song. David knew what his name was, and he called on it day and night. And Yahweh said to David, I have found David my servant, a man after my own heart. He knows me by my name. Therefore, I will exalt him and set him on high. And I promise that David will never want for a man of his flesh and his genetics to sit upon the throne. For Yahweh himself, who was the progenitor of David and his root and his offspring, he fulfilled that command when he came and he stood on the earth and proclaimed the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne. He ain't on the side. The midst means he's sitting right in the middle. And Matthew 31:25 says that when the Son of Man, the Son that was born of a woman's flesh, that was God in the flesh, that was Yahweh, when he came into the world didn't know him. But as it's repeated in Mark 12:35, the common people heard him gladly when he said, David said, Yahweh, you sit here. You sit here. You sit right in the midst of the throne. And the Bible said, and he that sits in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into living waters, and Yahweh shall wipe away all tears. Don't worry, brother, that got blurred out. Don't Don't let those tears be in vain. You study. You wash out the tradition and all the ignorance of the fear and superstition that those ignorant brothers who cast you out for his name's sake. Yahweh's going to appear to your joy and appear to them for their hurt. Chapter 13. I'll get to my text and I'm going to close here. I stood upon the sand of the sea, verse 1, and I saw a beast. Reckon it was a horse. Reckon it was a false name. Reckon it was a name that seemed right. Reckon it was something that the devil could invent and cause all the people to worship him and take away the praise of glory, hallelujah. I wonder why we say hallelujah so many times in the services. I listen to these Christian preachers that preach Jesus. Man, when they get happy, they'll say, hallelujah, hallelujah. And then they'll turn right around about the name of Yahweh. Man, how blind, how ignorant, how dumb. No wonder that the gates of hell have enlarged herself. No wonder that the broad way has become broader because wide is the way and wide is the gate. And the destruction of these deceived people is calling on a false name of Jesus. They're on the way to destruction. They have a name that they live by, but they're dead. They're twice dead. They're plucked up by the roots. And I saw this beast. It rose up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his head the name, not the names of blasphemy, ladies and gentlemen, is one name that they caused all the world to be deceived by. One name. 666. Ain't but one name in Hebrew that has that numerical value. 666. Oh my. Ladies and gentlemen, don't you understand that the devil is going to deceive the very elect? That the devil come to kill, steal, and destroy? That Satan is the author of death? The word horse, Jesus, does not mean salvation, but the word horse transliterates to English as the means of horse. Psalms 147, verse 10. He delighteth not in the strength of a horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. So a man that's trying to ride the horse of destruction using the false name. Zechariah 14 and 5. And so shall the plague of the horse, of the mule, the camel, the ass, and all the beast that shall be in these tents as this plague. These verses that we're talking about here reveal that the horses are not particularly special, although we may assume that God loves horses as much as other animals in his creation. The truth is that the horses are usually associated with the coming judgment, plagues, earthquakes, and various other evil events, and we all know about the four horses of the apocalypse. They are not delivering cookies or any offers of deliverance to the evildoers of the world. The horse is the agent of deception, swiftly moving in to deceive the very elect. Ladies and gentlemen, you better turn away. You better turn away from those things which seem right into the way that is right. And when you do, the beast that I saw was like a leopard that's fast. His feet was like the feet of a bear that's strong, sure. He's going to dig in to your tradition. He's going to entrench you, and he's going to solidify his position in your heart, and you're going to be deceived, and you're going to deceive many others because you didn't know you was deceived. And his mouth was as the mouth of a lion, roaring big. All over this nation, they roared the horse out of their mouth. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. All the churches in Jesus' name. This name Jesus is a manufactured evolving from the Hebrew word Zeus. Jesus. And the dragon, here he is, he gave him power. great authority. And I saw one of the heads as it was wounded to death. That's the Messiah coming down to wound that, that Pharisee spirit of that scribes. Beware of the scribes. He come to bring truth and reveal the Father's name. I come in my Father's name. And his deadly wound was healed. See, Satan, and see, he recovered. Just as soon as the Messiah, they killed the Messiah, and the Messiah left a remnant, the bulk of all the people of the earth worshipped the beast and wondered after it, whose names were not written in the Lamb's book. And all of, here it is, verse 3, Revelation 13, and all the world wondered after the beast, the horse, the name, the false name. And they worshipped the dragon. You see, when Satan is worshipped through a false name, he gets all the power, which gave power to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, who is likened to the beast? Who's able to make war with him? Boys, you know, I'm a lone ranger. When I go against these Jesus preachers in Christianity, I'm a lone ranger. I'm preaching a name different from them. I'm not cutting. I don't run with these horse herds. And I've got another name for it, but I guess I better not use it. And that was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy. And power was given to continue 42 months, and he opened his mouth to blaspheme God, to blaspheme his name. Well, you say, well, Pastor, but that's what you've been doing here for the last 2 hours. You've been blaspheming Jesus' name. Well, you turn over your Old Testament, and you read me Jesus, and I'll repent. If you want to read Jesus, just go to the Strong's number that I gave you here, and you'll find out exactly what it is. S-U-S. Jesus. The horse. They blasphemed his name and his tabernacle. That's his body. That's his ecclesia. The ecclesia. That's the members of his body. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Every one of them, the family name. By one name are we all baptized into one body. And that name is Yahweh. It's a name above every name. Whether you believe it or not, it don't change the fact. Oh, yeah, I know it's going to be hated. I took this job and I accepted responsibility of preaching to the few. If I don't want to preach to the many, I would have stayed in the assembly that I came out of. I was doing pretty good. But man, truth overrun me. I got the revelation. It'd be better for you not to hear this than to hear it tonight and reject it. The horse, he's a symbol of war and judgment, death and destruction. Are you going to turn from that and get into the way of truth, which is the name of Yahweh? And it was given unto the preachers of deception to make war with the saints and to overcome them. Oh, my. We don't like to be overcome. We don't like to be beaten for the name of Yahweh. We don't like to be in jail and prison. We don't like to be lonely and sit lonely hour after hour. We can't go down to the church world and be accepted because we're not called by their name. And power was given him to all kindreds and tongues and nations, and they that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, the horse, whose names are not written in the book of life, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And if any man have an ear to hear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity, and he that kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. And here is the patience and the faith of the saints, and that no man might buy nor sell. I can't sell this gospel down at the First Baptist. I ain't going to have it. Except he that had the mark of the name. There it is. In chapter 13, verse 17. That had the mark of the name. Not a shot, not an injection. Not some kind of a injection from the... Well, they're going to give us the mark of the beast. I don't want to take no shots. You better, you've done took a shot across your forehead with your instruction a false name. You receive that. But the truth name, to erase that false name, you've got to get the true name. And let me tell you something. When you get baptized in Yahweh's name, it will wash all the tradition out. You're going to be lonely. Your wife might pack up and hit the road, or you may be hitting the road with a knapsack over your shoulder, looking back with tears in your eyes, saying, "Yahweh, I'm hated. He that loveth land, wife, children, for his own life more than he loves me. You shall be hated for my name's sake. You shall be cast out. You'll be cast into prison, and all the world will hate you for my name." Here's wisdom, verse 18. I gotta close quickly. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it's a number of a man, and his number is 666. I give it to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. You got my message. I love you very much. If you want to write me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. I'm home from the festival. I'm feeling good. Yahweh is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it and say, call me at area code again, 423-626. Call me tonight. Talk to me. You say, well, I'm going to call you up and curse you out. Well, go ahead. But do that at your own risk. You could blaspheme very easily. They say, I'm going to call you up and congratulate you. Well, I don't need no pats on the back. All I want to know is you're baptized in the name. If you ain't, I'll do it. If you ain't, you should be. Area code 423-626-2172. You can write me, Pastor Buddy. That's all you need, Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. That's 37824. If you'd like to go to our website tonight, you can do that. You could go there by saying oneyahweh.com. Now that's oneyahweh.com. That's all you have to have is oneyahweh.com. And if you'll go there to our website, you'll find information regarding what Pastor Buddy's preached tonight. The name of Yahweh, a strong tower, versus the name of deception. Let's go to the mountain tonight with Pastor Buddy. I love you very much. May Yahweh richly bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night, live on WWRB 3.185. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul and all the saints that love the name of Yahweh. We send this message to you wrapped in our love and some with our blood. Yahweh bless you.